I do not want to leave earth where there's still one soul that's not saved, hadn't heard the gospel. Now that's me. See, that's what's important to your pastor. Leading people to Christ. Telling them the good news. Letting them hear the joy. Hey, you have life. I want to share with you how you can have that life more abundantly. Not everybody that's living and breathing is alive. You hear me? God's word says, without the Spirit, the body is dead already. You got me? So just because people are living and breathing doesn't mean they have life. They're just living and breathing. God said, I want to give you life. And while I'm giving you life, I want to give you love. The capacity to love. But now his kind of love for you and me is the type of love that allows us to overlook the faults and failures of others. When you overlook the faults and failures of others, God said, I'm overlooking yours. Well, I have a closet full. Each one of us. When we look at our life, we say, Lord, forgive me. That's not our problem. God forgives us. It's the people around you that's having trouble with you. Well, God says, with life and with love, you can make a difference. Do you ever get around personalities that, and you know it, as soon as you get in front of them, it doesn't matter what you come up with, you're going to hear a negative. You know, it's a beautiful day today, really nice, this warm and all of this, even though some of you are fanning in here. Yes, it is warm in here. And we were saying, you know, that is great. But somebody's going to let, did you know the big storms are coming tonight? But it's going to be a great day today. Yeah, but the storm is coming tonight. Well, you know, I beat this last cancer. Yeah, but you ain't going to beat the next one because it's going to keep coming at you and coming at you and coming at you. Don't you just love to get cheered up like that? You know, I'm not in the pain now. You will be. It's sort of like going into the stores, you know, when you go shopping Christmas or whenever you go shopping. I'm getting into that internet thing to bring it to the door. But you go shopping and you have the clerk standing in front of you, and that clerk seems happy to let you know we're out of it. Have you noticed that? They just seem so cheery. Or, I'm sorry, our machine is broken. How long has it been broken? About 2 weeks. And they seem happy that they don't have to deal with you. Well, you see, when God gave me life, he dealt to me a hand of pure love directly from him. He said, Larry, I'm going to love you. Now, Larry could wait around and see buts and listen for the buts, but the storm is coming. But he never says it. You know what he says? And I love you so much. When the storms of life start surrounding you and you're being drawn down into the depth of life like the ocean swirling around you, I will not leave you there because I gave you life, I gave you love, and I love you. Grab my hand. Woo! That's God. That's love. That's the peace of mind that God wants us to have. Not a mind of negativity. A mind of a positive return. There's a positive return for your love. When you express your love, you get love back. You know, as the prison chaplain all those years, I mean, it was common sense that I would try to tell the correctional officers, don't go in to that cell and start yelling and cursing at them. Go in, talk to them like men, lock them down, whatever, but don't go in yelling and cursing. Go in yelling and cursing. Call Chaplain Vance. Because we got a mess. You know what the mess is? We don't love enough. And we don't respect each other enough. There's nobody was harder on the criminal element than me and still am. Nobody. But when you get toe-to-toe with someone and they're in that stage of life, and I'm telling you this simply because you need to understand there are people sitting around you that are in that stage of life. Oh, they're not locked up in a prison. But they feel like they're in that cell. And they feel like that all hell has surrounded them. And when you deal with them, you do not go in and give them more hell. I am commanded by God, go in, be stern, be strong. I am to love my congregation. And this pastor truly loves you all, and you know it. I love you. I love you enough that I'm not going to watch you waste your life in frivolous running around or out of whoring into the world. We got enough of that going on, folks, because I know what happens. The ditch of life is coming. And that ditch of life is not a good place to be. I've been there enough in my own life. I don't like it. You know, you just have the feeling that everything is caving in on you. You know why you have that feeling? Because everything's caving in on you. But then you hear the voice. God saying, Larry, I gave you life. Do you know that nobody can take my life without God allowing it to be done? Nobody has that authority. Well, I'll kill you in a minute, chaplain. Well, I'm going to be here for an hour, so that's 60 minutes you got. Because when God calls you to be somewhere, he will watch over you while you are there. Don't get cocky with it. Because when he calls you to be there, he'll also be the one that calls you to get away. But when he calls you to be there, you know what he says? I want you to go there with love. I want you to go there, Brother Randy, with ministry on your heart. I want you to go in there and I want you to tell them, this is your time. This is your love. What are you going to do with it? I don't get another chance on earth, folks. I do not get that other chance. There's a new heaven and a new earth that I'll be associated with. But I got one shot in my generation to take God's message and to make a difference. But it's the same message that God gave you. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. So he picks all different personalities and says, these are the type of people you'll relate to. This is the individual personality that you will relate to. So I've created you in this time. And I've given you this love to get to work on doing your time on earth. I've been sentenced to earth for a very short period of time. It's what I do with that time that's going to make a difference. And it's how much of God's love that I allow to come through on an everyday walk with him. We talk about walking with the Lord daily. That's a good talk. Be a great walk. You know what our trouble is? We deal with life. You get out in this life, and I'm telling you, folks, everybody gets sucked into it. You get tired of fighting the battles. You know, you just get tired and say, look, I'm tired of resisting. Satan, bring me a good cigar. Know what I mean? Without the cigar part. Psalm 39 verse 4. Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Not going to be here that long. I sure don't have as long as I've already been here. Hopefully and prayerfully for you all and me. But he said, I want to remind you that how brief your time on earth will be. Now, why would God remind me of that? Well, his pain's only going to last a little bit. Do you know when you get in life and you get age or you have an illness that is completely destroying your life? Do we not understand that so many people at that point start looking to what's to come? The happiness and the hope of tomorrow. You get tired of hurting. You get tired of that pain. But if you don't have a vision of tomorrow, and in that vision understand that when God gave me life, he said, Larry, and all the rest of you will never die. I got you. Woo! I got you. Now, Larry, I got you with my love. And I'll get you out of that body as soon as you're through with it. You got a job to do. The body's what you're going to have to walk. Yeah, I can't walk around here in spirit. You all aren't going to listen to me. You don't listen to me half the time. I'm in the body. But you got to see us, right? The Lord said one day we'll see each other in pure love. Pure love. His love. That's called life. And that's called God's love. I give it to you and I love you is the reason I'm giving it to you. Now when I got that much love coming in my direction, the question is, what am I going to do about it? Psalm 90 verse 12, teach us to make the most of our time. I got the time. How long you got? I don't know. I could be dead in the next second. I don't have any idea. That's not my concern. That's none of my business. My business is to be about God's business as long as I am here. Number one, the best use of our time is love. Now listen to 1 Corinthians 14:1, first part. Let love be your highest goal. God lets us know that at the end there's three: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. You and I are going to live eternally with love. You're not going to live eternally with hate as a Christian. Hate's not going to be there concerning you. Won't be there. So I know that I'm loved throughout eternity. And God said, I want you to know that love and that life that I've given you, that time for this generation in which you're living, is important to me. So Larry, make love your highest priority. If I love you, then it's not going to matter all the foolish stuff that you've done. I mean, you're already hurting over that. You don't need me to remind you of it. Go home this afternoon. If you don't think that's right, go home, put your hand down, take a hammer and hit it. But it's for a couple of you that were in the Navy. Don't do that. Had to been there. Folks, don't do that. But you'll find out a real fact there. When you cause damage, that damage is going to hurt. And mama's not always going to be there to kiss it and make it better. God says, I will never leave you and I'll never forsake you. I'm going to be there when you're hurting. I'm going to be where the hurt is. I'm going to be there, Larry, and I want you to know something. Focus more on love during your time. And you won't do the damage to self. You see, when you would do that to yourself, that's exactly what so many people are doing now to themselves. They just don't use the hammer. They live in the past. They live in a situation that happened ages ago. Well, everybody remembers this. No, they don't. They can't even remember what they had for breakfast. I guarantee you they do not remember what you did 40 years ago. And who cares if they did or do? So God says, love all the time you're here. I can only hate the things God hates. And God says he hates sin. So therefore, why does he hate sin? He hates sin because sin is destroying his children, his family. You're going to hate what's harming your family, right? And God says, I hate it. So therefore, am I not supposed to hate those things that are destroying my family? Sure I will. But I am to love my family right out of the ditch of life. When you crawl down in that ditch of life with someone you love, know something. You're going to be dirty. You're going to have the same filth that they got on him, on them. You're going to have it on you because you're down there to pull them out. Up here on the side are those that are negative. I knew that he's just like him. Just like him. We see that's what the Lord does. They're so mad, the religious leaders, at Jesus, because what's he doing? He's walking out there on the streets and in the ditches of life. He's walking out there with sinners. Therefore, he must be one. The only one that wasn't went to the ditch of life to preach. He wasn't welcome in the church, in the synagogues. He just wasn't like the rest. No, he wasn't. He truly loved. Truly loved. Next. The best expression of our love is our action, or in our action. Not in empty words. Listen to 1 John 3:18. We must show love through actions that are sincere, not through empty words. Love has to take a lot of hits. As I said, love is so, because that pure love, you're looking like the person that's in the mess because you're so close to them to help get them out. And Satan wants to take advantage of that. But you know what Jesus says? I know the difference. I know the difference. Now, Larry, are you going to care what these people say up here on the edge of the ditch of your life? Or are you going to care what I say? Because I'm down here with you in the ditch of your life. And he says, I want you to understand that love, pure love, reaches all the way to my Father. And my Father in heaven sent me to love you. He sent me in your time. And your time and his love equals eternity and peace with him in that eternity. What else do I want? I want to be at peace with myself, don't you? Do you know we're allowing other people to control how we feel? Other people control our emotions. Other people control whether our blood pressure shoots up or goes down. Really? That's too much power. I'm not going to give anybody that much power over me. It's walking on two legs. God says, pay attention and express love. Put it in action. Do something with it. Do something with it. Number three, the best time to act on love is now. Right now. The best time to act on love is now. Oh, I'll worry about that tomorrow. That person God sent you to express love, may not be here tomorrow. You hearing me? You may not be here tomorrow. But he says, act on love now. Listen to it. 2 Corinthians 6:2. And here's what I want us to understand on this. Very important. Too many times, Christian, you're not looking at the importance that God has placed on you as an individual. You happen to be somebody else's miracle. You will be their miracle. They're waiting for a miracle. And God said, go say this, go share this. Take them food. Watch after them. Make sure everything's okay. Be their miracle through me. Miracles come with the purity of love. That's why prayers are answered. When prayers are prayed in love. Not prayers that are prayed and said, God, please just zap everybody. It doesn't see like I see, and I won't have to worry about it. Me and you'll do just fine. Here's the problem. God doesn't see like I see either. I'm in a mess. He said, I'm not a man that I will think like you think. I'm not a man that I can lie. And you humans lie all the time. And then he goes on and he says, I have seen now that the heart of man is evil continually. Oh, does that not bother you? Because that's my heart I'm talking about. God says the human condition is a mess. So therefore, the only hope that you're going to have in this mess is me. I'm giving you the time, and I'm giving you my love, because you are not going to get it right. Now, it's up to me and you to accept it. I accept what you've called me to do, Lord, and I've accepted your love to be able to follow through with it. 2 Corinthians 6:2, for he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you. Well, listen to me. The most favored of all generations is the generation you're living in, the church age. The favored generation was at the birth of Jesus. You got it? In the time of my favor, I heard you. And in the day of salvation, I helped you. Pure salvation came in a manger. And that salvation would be transplanted in your heart, my heart. God said, I'm giving you your day. People talk about their 15 minutes of fame where everybody knows something about you. I don't want anybody to know anything about me other than I know Jesus. I know Jesus. I know Jesus. In the time of my favor, I heard you. In the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. You see, that person over there that God has sent you to, they're not promised tomorrow. That love that he's given us in our heart is to be shared now, right now. Don't you dare wait. Because somebody's eternal life hangs in the balance of whether or not God's children get about God's business and take the time he's given us to love. I'm so tired of listening to hate, people that hate. You know, as a young veteran, all of us, we've got a lot of veterans here that spent their whole life defending this nation. Me, I only spent 4 years. But I learned a lot there. I learned the importance of being ready and willing to die. Also learned that I wasn't as willing as I was cockily saying that I was. When I joined the Marines, as we say, you had to been there. That self-pride goes away when you see such hate. Man's inhumanity to man And in war, you become a part of that inhumanity. You do things that you would never even think of doing. You know the hope that I have, like everybody else? There's a love story in that. Jesus says, I love you. And I've allowed you to learn the lessons in combat that you would have never learned at home. You've been my soldier. I have trained you for the true battle. It's called life. Time. My time. Your time. The hour has come. The love is so plentiful, yet so many people refuse to accept it. Ah, that's okay. You know, I'll make a decision for Jesus just before I die. Boy, how many times have I heard that one? No, you won't. That's not reality living. Here it is. Your time, your love. What are you going to do with it? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the time and for that love that only you could give us. Help us now, Heavenly Father, as we direct our lives into your service, as we look, Father, beyond tomorrow to the day that is going to be so bright and so cheerful. Remind us, Heavenly Father, that our tears will dry up, the hurt inside will be healed, the pain of life will be over, and the joy of our salvation. The time you've given us to say yes to you is covered with your love. Let your will touch us now as we make commitments in the name of Jesus, that we will be about your business and the time we have left. And we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.